You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario since 1922. You can find us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up in this special community group takeover of our airwaves, we're chatting with the co-president of the Queen's University Ukrainian Students Association, CUSA. Did you know that Canada has one of the largest Ukrainian diasporas in the world? At Queen's University, CUSA hopes to unite just one small part of it. Their goal is to bring together Ukrainian students and encourage them to engage in Ukrainian culture, language, traditions, and build connections to their heritage at Queen's. They also hope to educate the school community about their roots and show CUSA's pride Kingston-wide. In the studio with me today, I have Solomia from...
Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Amazing. And you are representing the Queen's University Ukrainian Student Association, right?
That's right.
Awesome. So can you tell me a bit about what your association does, what the club does?
For sure. So we are CUSA, or Queen's University Ukrainian Students Association. We are actually turning 20 years this year, which is absolutely amazing. It's our second big anniversary, and I'm absolutely honored to be a part of a club this year. We are here to preserve, promote Ukrainian language, traditions, culture, and race topics that are now particularly important to discuss and to oppose all the existing propaganda speculations about our history and right to exist in general. We are all united by blood, but also by values and ideas that shape who we are today and how we act and what we do in this world.
And I saw a post that you don't necessarily have to have Ukrainian lineage to be part of this organization. Is that true?
Absolutely. We are very open to everyone who's eager to learn, to be open-minded about our history and our culture. We mostly try to make events and accommodate a lot of people who would be interested and who would attend just for fun, to spend time with their friends. For example, we have some upcoming events that are particularly focused on arts and crafts. So that is something everyone can do.
Absolutely. And something I think, especially as we're coming into midterms, that, you know, might be a nice little rest for people.
Absolutely.
Nice little pause. So what is your role with the organization? I understand you're co-president?
Correct. So yes. I am one of the co-presidents, along with Angelina, who's also from Ukraine. So we are two straight from there. Mm-hmm. And most of our other participants are second-generation Ukrainians, third-generation Ukrainians. I was pleasantly surprised. Well, I knew that Canada has the largest Ukrainian diaspora in the world.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. But coming here, it was really nice to have people around who, through generations, keep the language and just keep the traditions, and it was nice to be very welcome to this community. Mm-hmm. So as a co-president, I've been a first year rep, then I was an outreach coordinator, then I went on exchange, and now I'm back in the leadership role. So yeah, we do mostly the events, the coordination, and just trying to keep the vibes up.
Awesome. You've obviously been involved with this a while, and I think you've talked a little bit about why you got involved, but were there surprising things about it, or what have been some of the benefits of being involved with this group for you?
For sure. Well, coming from Ukraine because of different reasons, and not the reasons that we all would think that we would travel and explore the world in general, mm-hmm. It was really nice to have this community, because I feel like community is something that makes you comfortable and makes you feel more calm and connected, and just in general, it keeps your mental health up. So having people around was genuinely the best thing that happened to me here at Queen's. It really motivated me to stay connected to my community and also to contribute. Because coming from Ukraine, I thought that, like, I'm helpless. I cannot do anything. I'm so far away. My family's far. But here, seeing people throughout the generations passing the language from their grandparents, parents, and kind of keeping it together, like visiting church and like creating other community spaces, organizing festivals. This September, I went for the first time to the Blue or West Village Ukrainian Festival.
Oh,
it's the largest Ukrainian
yes.
festival in the world as yeah. well. So tasting the cuisine that tastes like home
right.
made food, it was genuinely amazing. And we try to keep this at Queen's as well. We are planning to have like a potluck and make varanika or pierogies, more well known together. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I noticed on your Instagram there are a lot of different activities that you do throughout the year. We'll talk about that a little bit, but you also sent in some songs and you were so wonderfully organized in how you did them. So do you want to talk about the first three songs that we're going to listen to next?
Sure. So these three songs are presented by artists who have been to Eurovision. Eurovision is bigger in Europe, obviously, than here. But yeah, I would try to encourage my friends to come watch it together. Last year also was some of the participants of Fokusa. We had a little Eurovision watching party. We made borscht, which is another traditional Ukrainian dish, which is like a soup. Actually, it's protected by UNESCO now. It's recognized as a Ukrainian dish and it's preserved. So yeah, those artists have sparked their art prior to Eurovision, but they gained the most popularity after. And now the Jerry Hale, for example, she is now part of the Recording Academy. So she's a voting member for Grammy. And we are really glad that we can contribute to a bigger music world society. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't really have it recognized as ours for the longest of our existence. And it's really nice that those artists go ahead and promote our music into the world.
Amazing. All right. So we'll listen to a few tracks now. And we're back. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Solomia from the Queen's University Ukrainian Student Association. Can you tell us about your club activities? What do you do together?
Sure. So on campus, we try to meet in both formal and informal settings to talk about anything that worries us, that we want to learn about our culture. Maybe there's some anniversaries coming up, such as our own anniversary. Mm-hmm. We like a good potluck vibe, watching a movie together, sharing a meal at the Arc. And the thing about Arc's pierogi sale, this is probably our most successful event because there's a lot of people coming up. Everyone's hungry. Everyone's getting their protein in after the gym. But the thing about it that I wanted to mention is that pierogies that people usually know of, it's more a Polish dish. And that's a big controversy between Ukrainians and Polish people here as well. Right. Because for us, it's varenike. It's basically the same thing. But for varenike, we boil them, not fry them.
Okay.
And serve with sour cream. And also we have a variety of different fillings, such as like cherries. It can be blueberry. It can be sweet and sour. And yeah, we want to promote that more this year and make it bigger. So visit ARC.
And do you have dates for that, or should people just check out your social media?
That would be best to check out our social media because we're still flexible with it.
We talked a little bit about your members, but how big is this organization?
So the first year I joined, we had about 50 participants. Now it's getting smaller as people graduate and the new generation is coming in. Now we are about 20 to 30 people, but our exact team is pretty big. We try to involve everyone into the daily activities and give people a chance to develop their skills and apply them, what they learned in school. We get our first years this year who will go to like commerce and engineering, and we try to get involved with other societies and other clubs that they are participating in. So yeah, we're getting bigger and bigger.
Awesome. And it sounds like, I mean, if you're involved, you're involved, right? Like it's a really a great opportunity to feel like part of a group.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You're in today because you have an event coming up. Can you tell us what you're working on now and what people might be interested in going to later tonight?
Absolutely. So today in the evening at 5 o'clock exactly, we will be meeting at Macquarie D202 for a sip and paint event. So it's a very artsy event that everyone is welcome to join, but we will also have a little presentation about Ukrainian artists and Ukrainian art. We have specific like techniques and we would be glad to share it with people. And then later we will have a workshop. All the materials are provided as well as some little funky drinks, low sugar, just to sit back and relax with all the preparing for midterms and passing all the exams. Good luck, everyone, by the way.
Do you need to be an artist to take part in this?
Absolutely not. It's very no experience needed event. I am awful artist. I have two left hands, as we say. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that everyone will have fun regardless of their level of creativity either.
Amazing. So that's at the Macquarie today at 5 p.m.
Correct.
Do people need to register in advance?
No, we will just have a waiver at the entry.
Okay, beautiful. So hey, if you're going a little stir crazy, go check that out. Have some fun with it. Do you want to talk about the next three songs we're going to be listening to?
For sure. These songs are the older generation songs. Ukraine has 15,000 folk songs registered by UNESCO, and we are beating every other nation with that. We are a very singing nation. We had struggles with promoting our music outside, especially in the last century. The foreign music, listening to foreign music, was forbidden until the fall of Soviet Union. So if you were listening to some of the artists like Pink Floyd, you would be considered a criminal.
Wow.
Basically. Yeah. And when the 90s hit, we went crazy. So first of all, we were experimenting with all the possible different genres and different lyrics. We were cooperating and coordinating our music with the foreign Ukrainians who went abroad before. But before that, we really had a rich musical history, and listening to it would be a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're back, listen to some classics. And you were saying 15,000 registered folk songs?
Yes.
Sing with UNESCO. And I mean, really, food, music, and art are amazing ways to experience a culture. So it's great that you're kind of introducing everybody to those today. So we've talked about the Sip and Paint event. What else do you have on the horizon?
Sure. So some of the further plans for us are the pre-Halloween event, when we would talk about Ukrainian mythology, something that people kind of overlook, that is not very particular, but with Halloween coming up, I'm pretty sure that's going to be something interesting. Also, we are planning to have a charity run at the end of the year. So for now, we are hiding our runners away, switching to the gym. At least me, I'm not going to be able to run in the snowy weather in Kingston outside. But also at the end of the year, and closer to the February, to the fourth anniversary of the full-scale invasion, we are trying to organize a donation drive. To send things back to Ukraine, or to distribute to Ukrainians who live here, like kids and stuff. Also, again, I will repeat about the Boosting in the Ark, the most successful one. We invite everyone to come and taste the delicious pierogies. And something coming up with the partnership with the Ukrainian-Canadian Club in Kingston, which I didn't really participate in, and I didn't really know about their activities prior to this year, but I guess it's growing. So there will be a movie screening at the Screening Room on Princess.
Oh, awesome. That's such a great venue. And how can people keep up with all of these big events? They want the pierogies and they want to go and watch a movie?
Sure. First of all, it's our social media Instagram page. Okay. That's something we utilize a lot as a tool to promote our events. Also, we have the email subscription. So just shoot us an email and you will be subscribed to all the updates. We are working on it this year especially because we really want to grow and to promote a bigger audience. And we have our link tree where all the like Bounce, now we are using Bounce for Queen's Clubs events, all those announcements are coming up.
And if people aren't aware, it's Q-U-U-S-A.
Yes.
Is your social media tag. And from there, they can check your link tree and find everything else.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a couple more songs that you're going to introduce us to. So we've listened to some of the new, we've listened to some of the old. What's next in the queue for us?
This is a new generation of Ukrainian pop songs, very recent, very, I would even say Gen Alpha. It's not even my generation of music, it's something my younger sister would now listen to a lot. But we are progressing, and I think the difficult times make people stronger, and this is the time our music experiences also a rise and development. So yeah, I encourage to listen and maybe add some of those songs to your playlist.
So we're back here with the Queen's University Ukrainian Student Association, CFRC Takeover with Solomia. We've been talking art, pierogies, music, some of your activities. You've mentioned that the numbers have sort of shifted a little bit. Can students get involved now? And if so, how? If someone's listening and they're like, I didn't know this existed and I'd love to get involved.
For sure. Well, first of all, everyone is welcome all year round. We have the general member application open.
Okay.
And probably the best place to start with is to join our events that we try to make pretty much consistent throughout the year. And just come say hi and you will be considered a part of our little family.
Do you have anything else to add before we get into the last few songs here?
I would say a big thank you to Queen's community, to Kingston community, and to all the Ukrainian community in Canada. I also want to say thank you to all the Canadians that supported all the incoming Ukrainians for the past 4 years now, which is crazy. I hope you were nice. This is not something I expected to look like coming to Canada. I really had different expectations of me traveling and seeing this other part of the world, but it ended up being a very nice experience. And yeah, I'm really glad that I can be sitting here now speaking English for such a long time. Yeah, and so for the next two songs, these are our forever, our generation's classics that I think we will carry on to the future. And the last song, Океан Ельзи, все буде добре, it means everything will be all right. Mm. So it's kind of a nice touch to finish it.
Beautiful. Well, Salomea, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, that's the Queen's University Ukrainian Student Association. Check them out on Instagram at QUUSA. Check them out tonight. You can go say hi in person at 5 o'clock at Mac Corey. Get some painting done. And thanks so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.